So the shiur is titled, What's So Special About December 4th and 5th? Let's be clear, halacha lemaisa. This year, we start saying v'tein talu matar, or if you're Sfardi barech aleinu, Sfardim say a whole different paragraph. It's not just one line in the paragraph, but a whole different paragraph for the summer and the winter, but it's effectively the same thing, asking for rain on December 5th. This year, December 5th, if I'm not mistaken, is Thursday. It's Thursday night. It's the Mariv of December 5th, meaning December 5th. We're used to everything starting at night the night before. So it's really the Lel 6. We really are trying to chop Lel 6. So we do it December 5th at night, because it's the Lel of the 6th. That's the strangest thing. The first Mariv on Thursday night, Betein Talamat Delebrach. The whole machlokas, what if you missed it at night? You have to, okay, fine, not for now. Don't miss it.
No matter how early you daven.
No. So now is another question. What about how early you daven Mariv? What if you daven Mariv before it says? I honestly have no idea. I don't know. So practically speaking, you can, because even now, if you would have accidentally said Betein Talamat Delebrach, or Sfardi would have said Barech Aleinu, you don't have to go back. In the summer, let's talk about in Eretz Yisrael at least. In Eretz Yisrael, in the summer, if you said Barech Aleinu, you said Betein Talamatar, in the summer, you have to go back because it's considered to be a Simen Klala. You're asking for it to rain in the summer, and the summer is not a Zman, is not a rainy season, and therefore it's bad, and they have to repeat davening. Since now, we'll see that in Eretz Yisrael, they already started asking for rain earlier on Zayin D'Cheshvan, so now it's clearly not a Simen Klala, and therefore if you said it by accident, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So, in theory, even if you daven early, you could get away with saying it, but I don't know what l'chadchilo should be done if you davening Mariv before Tate. Fine. So where does this come from? Because it's the strangest thing. It's the only thing on the Jewish calendar. It's not the only thing. There are two things on the Jewish calendar, this is only it, that has to do with the secular calendar. This is weird. December 4th of it, I don't even know what day of Kislev it comes out, but it changes every year. Who cares? Why all of a sudden do we care about the secular calendar, and why does it matter here? So before we get to that, we just have to understand a little bit about how the two calendars interact. So the Rambam has Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, which the Ravid is not too fond about, because a lot of it's just a lot of math. Much of it I don't understand, but the beginning part I do. So he tells you very simply at the very beginning, page 1, Chodshei Hashanah, Chodshei HaLevana. Halachically, the months, they go by the moon. Shneimar Olas Chodesh BeChodsho. V'neimar HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. It was have to do with anything. Kach amru chachamim, hera lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe b'marin yavod dmus levana. Ve'amar lo, kazeh re'evich kadesh. HaChodesh hazeh lochem, he showed him something, he showed him the moon. The moon is how we determine the months. Okay? Ve'hashanim, so this is the challenge. The months go by the moon. Ve'hashanim, hen shnei achama. Shnei amar, shamor es chodesh ha'aviv. But the years, we go by the solar calendar. So first of all, let's talk some astronomy. I don't intend so much astronomy. We're going to make some assumptions about how astronomy works, and hopefully nobody is an astrophysicist. I did this once before, made a big mistake. So we're going to make a lot of assumptions on how it works. We're going to assume that the moon circles around the Earth, which I'm pretty confident it does. The precise shape in which it does is not relevant for our purposes, but it circles around the Earth. And we're also going to assume that the Earth circles around the sun. We're also going to pretend that that's a circle. It's not. It's an ellipse. That has ramifications not relevant for us right now. Maybe it does, but I don't understand how those ramifications might work out. But it all works even if you assume it's a circle. Meaning, we know that if you have the sun in the middle and the earth is circling around it, I'll go this way, that's not the greatest circle, doesn't really matter, but that the earth comes back to the same location, meaning a year means you made one full cycle around the sun. So the assumption is you start off here on one year, you'll end up here on the next year at exactly the same date. That's the goal. That on Rosh Hashanah, let's say the earth is here, the next Rosh Hashanah, the earth will have come full circle and end up here again. That's the idea. So what's the problem? The problem is that the math doesn't work out. Because the moon circles around the earth, and the math is not precise. Right? The Rambam tells you. V'chamei yaseres nasa chamos nasa levana. Karov me'achadasar yom. There's an 11-day gap. Why? Because this moon goes around the earth approximately every 29 and a half days. Approximately 29 and a half days. So you can't have half a day. So we said, yeah, we got it, don't worry. We'll do half the month 29, half the month 30, and that way, we'll every 2 months it'll work out. Meaning we want the moon also. You can just switch this, have the earth in the middle and the moon going around. You want every month the moon to end up in the same thing, but it's not going to be. This will be, if the center is the earth and is the moon going around, so this is going to be every 29.5 days, it's going to reach the same point. So we can't do it. What are you going to do? In the middle of the day, you're going to say, oh, we're going to switch the date line. It's not going to work. So some months we say it's 29, some months we say it's 30, and then on average it works out. So after it does it 6 times, right, it'll work out that it'll work out to the same point. That's the average. Okay, so what if you do that? So you have 6 months. You have 6 months, 29 days. And you have 6 months of 30 days. Yeah, so what do you get?
354.
Right, you get 354 days. The problem is that that's 12 months. The challenge is that a solar year is 365 days. So this is lunar, and it's a solar. 365 days, and that's what the Rambam says. Kamahi yeseirash nasa chama al snasa levana, korov me'achad asar yom. It's not exactly 11 days, but it's approximately 11 days, 365 minus 354. So how are you going to work that out? Meaning what you could do is then say, I don't really care how the months work out. Do 365 divided by 12. Come up with whatever number you want. And that's what the secular calendar is. Some months have 30, some months have 31, some months have 28. Why randomly? Because otherwise the math doesn't work out. You want the earth to end up here. If this is the sun again, if the sun is in the center and the earth is going around, you want the earth to end up on Rosh Hashanah in the same place. On January 1st, you want it to end up in the same place. So it needs to be 365 days around. So divide that time into 12. Do whatever math you want, divide it into 12. So some months get 30, some months get 31, one month get 28. No. And it all works out, and that's fine. But the halacha is not like that. The halacha is that our months go by the moon, and our year goes by the sun. Now, our year goes by the sun. Why would that be? So the Rambam explained, it's based on the pasuk, Shamores Chodesh Ha'aviv. Pesach needs to be in the springtime. The seasons are dependent on the sun. The seasons are dependent on where we are in the sun and how the tilt of the earth. The tilt of the earth isn't terribly relevant to this calculation, but it's relevant to where the earth is in relation to the sun, because on this side it's tilted this way, on this side it's tilted this way. In Florida, we don't really appreciate these things. Now it's winter. Yeah, try convincing people who came down. It was 90 degrees, but that'll come into play soon.
I hear it's Shabbos or Friday. It's almost an hour later.
Yeah, because we're close to the equator.
In California, it was an hour
early. Yeah, because it depends where in California. If you're... So then you're up north, right? If you're lower down, so then not. So the challenge is that, okay, we'll have the moon go around 12 times. You'll end up on 354. If you make that Rosh Hashanah, and you keep doing this, every year you're usually, if the earth was here on Rosh Hashanah the first year, Rosh Hashanah the second year, you're 11 days earlier. It didn't make a full circle. And then Rosh Hashanah the next year, you're going to be 11 days earlier. Rosh Hashanah the next year, you're going to have Rosh Hashanah to keep moving through the year, earlier and earlier and earlier. So what we do is, I learned this word, we intercalate a month. We call that a Shana Muberes, right? We add in other bays, other Aleph. We add in other Aleph, not other bays, not Siddur. But we add in a second, we add in another month of Adar, we really add another Aleph. We add another month of Adar, right? So how does that work? So if you do this, this is 11 years, the difference between the solar and the lunar is 11 days. So if every 3 years, Be'erech, you add in a month, so that's 30. Okay, so that's 30. So that's close enough. And then, if you can figure out the cycle, so you're not going to do it every 3 years. You're going to have a system of doing it. We're going to do it 7 times every 19 years. If you do this 7 times every 19 years, it's going to work out more or less to be the same. Now, just to do the math on that, I have the math for you. Right? If you do it, 7 times every 19 years, right? So then, it'll come out pretty close. Right? It'll come out pretty close. There's actually an acronym to know according to the cycle. It's called Guach Adah. It's the third year, the sixth, the eighth, the 11th, the 14th, the 17th, and the 19th of that cycle will all be a Shana Meuberes. Okay, fine. They'll all be a Shana Meuberes, and it's a 19-year cycle. So, and then you see here, there's a three-year gap here. There's a three. The month, the gap is irrelevant. It's just to calculate how many days you'll count. Now, the challenge is even this isn't accurate. Because if you do the math, you're going to be off by one day. Right? If you do this every, you'll be off by, you're off by one day every, meaning it's still going to be off a little bit. You're still losing a little bit. But it's not terribly significant. It's close.
It's not 20, exactly 29 and a half, and it's not 360.
Correct. So that's going to give us more problems. Forget that it's not accurate. This is going to give us even more, more challenges. So we do this. We have this intercalated month, and we add the month in order for Pesach to be around the same season. If you're familiar with the Muslim calendar, which I'm not terribly familiar with it, but they don't bother. They have a lunar calendar, and therefore Ramadan changes. Right? So if you're trying to calculate alternate street parking in New York, for the first 3 days and the last 3 days, Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fatha, Eid al-Fitr, you have to, every year it changes. Every year, it's because it moves back 11 days. I don't know exactly their husband, but it moves back every year, and so you'll have it during different seasons. So if they're fasting, it depends. It could be in the summer, you could have a long day, it could be in the winter, you could have a short day. By us, no, we know what we're getting into. Every year, for them, it's different. For them, it's a little bit different. Now, the challenge is that this isn't actually completely accurate. Because the solar year is not exactly 365 days. In order for the Earth to get back to the same point every single year, it's 365.25 days. It's a quarter day. Right? That's how long it takes the Earth to go around the Sun. That's not accurate either, but let's go with this first. So this is historically speaking, that's what we assumed. That it's 365 and a quarter days. Which means that after 365 days, you can get right over there. Not exactly, you can be a quarter of a day short. And then every couple of years, you're only moving a quarter of a day back each time, but if you keep doing every 365 days, and that's it, every year, the sun is moving back on the circle by a quarter of a day. Now, that's not terribly significant, but it starts to add up. After 4 years, you're a day back. Right? You could, after 100 years, you know, this is making a significant difference. So what they did was they said, look, so let's do this four times. What are you going to do a quarter of a day? A quarter into the day, what are you going to decide? You're going to drive people crazy. One day's longer, every day has to have 24 hours. Why? Otherwise, you're going to have a big mess. So what they did was they said, look, fine, we'll do this for every 365 days. We realize that next year will be a quarter of a day behind, malaso. And the next year, a quarter of a day behind. And the next day, a quarter of a day behind. The next day, a quarter of a day behind. And that year, we'll say, you know what, we'll add another day. So the next year, because if this is 4 years later, right? So now, this is a four-day gap. So if we're now on, the last year got up here at 365 days, it's a one-day gap, it's a quarter. It's a one-day gap, right? It's a quarter of a day. It's a one-day gap. So that next year we'll say, oh, we'll just add in a day. This year will be 366 day year, say 366 days, such that you'll end up here again, and you can start your four-year cycle over and over and over again, and Shalom Al Yisrael, everything is good. Except that's not also correct. That's also not right. It's not exactly, meaning again, 365 and a quarter days would be 365 days and 6 hours. It's not. It's off by 11 hours and 48 seconds, if I'm not mistaken. Try to find the number for you. 11 minutes and 14 seconds. 11 minutes and 14 seconds short of 365 and a quarter days. You're like, okay, 11 minutes, 14 seconds, big deal. Yeah, but over time it accumulates. Over time, it accumulates so much so that every 128 years, you're going to be off. Even if you keep doing this, every 128 years, you're going to be starting a day off each time. And so every 128 years, you're moving back one day. So every year, you move back a quarter. And every 4 years, you say, okay, we'll go ahead a quarter. We'll add the 366th day, meaning next year will be 366. Such that when the sun gets to here in January 1st, 2021, we'll be back where we should have been Mishesha Kimei Breishis. Give you up. Right? Because next year is a leap year. Next year, 2020, is a leap year every 4 years. And therefore, we're going to be back here at the end of this year. Next year, we'll be one day back. We'll add in the extra day so that in January 1st, 2021, it'll be 366 days since the last New Year's. And so we'll end up in the right place. The problem is, again, it's 11 minutes and 14 seconds off. Every 128 years, you're going back. Now, this is a problem if you assume that, first of all, Chodesh Ha'aviv needs to be in the right time. The second problem is not for us, but it's for the Christians, for celebrating Easter. Remember, this whole secular calendar is really propelled by them, not really by us so much. And so they had a problem because they messed up their whole calculation of Easter had to be in the sun, whatever, had to do with the equinox. Good. So they realized that it's not working out. They want Earth to be in the same place, and its mom has been moved. So in the year, if I'm not mistaken, so what they did was, so they have different like councils. They got all together in the famous Nicaea Council in 325. They made this whole system as they came up with the leap year business. They established the leap year as being the authoritative calendar. The challenge is that over time, since 325, this became a big deal. In 1582, the Pope got up, apparently he knew math very well, Pope Gregory, that's why the following calendar is called the Gregorian calendar for Pope Gregory, he said this is a big problem because we're 10 days behind already. The Rambam is 10 days back by that time. So he said, okay, he can do this apparently. He said we're going to take our 10 days, meaning we're off. We need to be ahead by 10 days in order to accommodate. We need to change what it says on the calendar. And so the day after October, Thursday, October 4th, 1582, became Friday, October 15th. It was October 4th, October 15th. They just managed to cut out the date. And so he said, oh, and that'll solve the problem. Because now we're 10 days behind, it'll solve the problem. But he says, but how, he was a little bit forward thinking. He said, how are we going to prevent the problem in the future? Every 128 years, we're going to have a problem. And so what they did was, in addition to having every fourth year be a leap year, they took out one leap year in century years that are not divisible by 400. So 2100, 2200, 2300 will not be leap years. Even though they're divisible by 4, they're not divisible by 400. 2000 is divisible by 400. So 2000 was a leap year. It's a tremendous nafkamina for us, as we'll see. But 1900, 1800, 1700 were not leap years. He did this in 1582, so 1600 was a leap year. So the people who lived then were all happy because like they're just continuing doing what they're doing. This only became a problem in 1700. Apparently, he had Yidden helping him out with the calendar. Okay, could be. So that's what he did. And so this is relevant, we'll see in a moment. So that's how he got rid of us. So it's also another nafkamina. If you look in all the Kinos books, it says that the Inquisition started on either on Tisha B'Av or the day after Tisha B'Av. Now the problem is the expulsion of the Tisha B'Av, and then Columbus set sail the day after, and that's why some people who they say, I read it somewhere, that those who wanted to be crazy enough to sail with Columbus were given the extra day before they left. They said, if you're crazy enough to go with him, we'll give you the extra day. But if you do the math back, it's not going to work. It doesn't come out to Tisha B'Av. So how do you calculate the day back? You have to use one of these computer programs. The question is, did a computer program take this into consideration, what they call the Gregorian shift? The Gregorian shift, they lost 10 days in 1582. You're calculating back to 1492, so that's before. If you're calculating back to 1492, you're going to have a big mess. Because are they taking, meaning computer just calculates back. It doesn't know that it's missing 10 days. And so when you calculate back, once you hit 1582, October 4th, you got to add 10 days in order to, because the Jewish calendar didn't really care about Pope Gregory. We just kept plodding along. Pope Gregory switched it. So it works out when you do the math properly. If you do the math incorrectly, like a computer program, it's not going to work out.
Now, George Washington's birthday.
Yes. Yes, George Washington's birthday is different because the British Empire did not accept this until George Washington's lifetime, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know the year.
It was 11 days.
It was already 11 days, yes. In George Washington's lifetime, the British Empire switched. In the Red October, which now is November, because the Russian Revolution, they only did this in 1918, that they only switched calendars. And so that was much, 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 much later. So they had to get more, they had to do more days. Right, Red October is in November. Because he has to make up time. Correct. So that's why. If you look, nafkamina again for alternate side of the street parking in New York, how many days off do you get? There is the regular Christmas, and then there is the Greek Orthodox. The Orthodox Christmas is in January. Because they're not changing the calendar, which is relevant for us, again, we'll see in a moment. So they're following the old calendar, they didn't shift. And so over years, it's more than 11 days already. So more than the original 10 days. Fine. Why is this relevant for us? Because if you look in the Gemara, when does Tal Umatar begin? So if you look at the Gemara in Tainis and Yeram and Aleph, it says, missed in the middle of the page, V'gimel b'marches v'n sholot t'lag shamin. Rabban Gamliel amir v'shiva bo. Tes v'yom achar achad, k'day sh'yagia achron sh'bi Yisrael n'har pras. When do you start asking for a Geshem? So on Shmini Yaseres, we know we start saying, Masri v'aruch morir a Geshem. That's called Gevuros g'shamin. That's just mentioning God's ability to make it rain. It doesn't actually ask for rain. We don't ask for anything in the first three brachas. So asking for rain in Baruch Aleinu, or in B'tei Dalamat Alevracha, when do you start? The first opinion is Gimel B'Marach Heshvan, the second one is Zayin B'Marach Heshvan. Where did they get that from? Zayin B'Marach Heshvan is 15 days after Shmini Aseres. Why? So those only Regalim could get home. It's inappropriate for all of us to be davening for rain while the people who came to Yerushalayim are trying to get home. It's rude. Such a belief that tefillah is going to work right now. So okay, it's not right to ask for Regalim to make it rain. It's going to make it difficult for them to get home. So we're not going to do that. 15 days after Shmini Aseres, that's when they start, and that's in fact what they do in Eretz Yisrael. If you look in the Gemara, Amar Belazar, Alachu Rabban Gamliel, fine. Zayin Baruch Heshvan. Tanya, Chananya Omer, Uva Gola, Ad Shishim Baskufa. In the Gola, Golus, whatever exactly that means, we'll have to see in a moment, 60 days after the Tkufa. We'll have to introduce all of these terms. But it's much, much later. It's much, much later. So the person explained why. He says, well, in Eretz Yisrael, they need more rain. They're more dependent on the rain. And so they need to start asking earlier. In Bavel, presumably, that's where he's living. That's where he's talking about, presumably, in Bavel. We'll see the Rosh says it's exclusively Bavel. That it's 60 days after the Tkufa, you only start later. Okay, so what is the Tkufa? So if you do this whole circle business of the Earth going around the sun, so there are four fixed points. There's the longest day of the year, the shortest day of the year, and the 2 days that are equal. Right, there's the solstice, right? There's the summer solstice and the winter solstice, the longest day of the year and the shortest day of the year, right? In the winter it's the shortest, the summer it's the longest, and then the equinox. You have the autumnal equinox and the vernal equinox when they are equal, when it's exactly equal daylight and nighttime, and those are the tkufos. There are four tkufos in between these four positions, and Chazal were able to figure this out too. This is not high-tech math. Now the Gemara in Eirvin says, okay, so let's calculate the Tkufa, because you need to do 60 days after the Tkufa. So the Tkufa, if you calculate correctly, so the Council of Nicaea also was Koveya the Tkufa, that the vernal equinox is March 21st. That's when it happens. Now it's not exactly, because we'll see there's some shift depending, because it's not an exact day, so it could be anywhere from March 21st, March 22nd, till June 21st. That's the spring. June 21st is, June 22nd is the longest day of the year. All the way to September 23rd. September 23rd is again the equinox. It's the autumnal equinox. Everything's equal. Till December 22nd, 23rd. That's the shortest day of the year, going back all the way to March. So the tkufa should be, the tkufa should come about on, if I'm not mistaken, on September 23rd. Right? The tkufa is December, it should be September 23rd.
Is that all over?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It has to do with the tilt of the earth,
right.
Meaning the earth is straight. So it'll be a different. The longest day and the longest night will be different lengths. Meaning the longest day here might be a different longest day. It will be the same day, but the length of the day and the length of the night will be different here in New York. The equal will all be the same. Now, when exactly that means? Because then the earth is straight. When exactly sunrise and sunset will be are going to be different in each location, but it will be 12 and 12. It'll be 12 hours and 12 hours. It'll be like 6:30 to 6:30, but in New York it's going to be 5:30 to 5:30, making up the numbers. But it'll still be 12. So it should be September 23rd. That's the tkufa. So 60 days later comes out to November 21st, if I'm not mistaken. Right? So the tkufa is September 23rd plus 60 days, and that equals November 1st, November 21, and so that's when we should be seemingly saying Vetein Talamatar. But we don't do that, right? We started off in line 1, this is December 5th. So what in the world is going on? What's going on is that we are still using the old calendar. The old calendar before Pope Gregory shifted, it was called the Julian calendar. And we are still using the Julian calendar for the following reason. Because Shmuel, in the Gemara, explicitly tells us that we're following the Julian calendar. He doesn't call it the Julian calendar. Julian didn't exist. But we follow the Julian calendar because he tells us, Bein Tkufa L'Tkufa, the line is, Bein Bein Tkufa L'Tkufa L'Tishim V'Echad Yom V'Sheva Sha'os U'Mechza. So Shmuel says that one Tkufa equals 91 days, 7.5 hours. Okay, why does he do that? Because if you do this times 4, right, because there are 4 Tkufas in the year, you're going to get 365 and a quarter days. He just took the amount of time and divided it by 4. He said, well, each one is Tkufa. Right? That's how we got the number.
How could you get a fraction?
With 7.5 hours. This is days and hours. I'm apologizing. It's 360. Not quite. Sorry. Let me write. It's 91 days and 7.5 hours. So it's really 360. I could do this way. 364 days plus 30 hours. Right? It's comes out the same. Now, okay, fine. So we're just trotting along. The problem is that Shmuel doesn't do leap years. Meaning he's worried about the Shnas Chama. This has nothing to do with the months. Right? The Shnas Chama doesn't care. He's doing the Tkufa L'Tkufa. He's not interested in how the months are going to work out. So first of all, there's no leap years. There's no leap days. He's got a problem. Right? Because we know that every year he's going to be behind by a fourth. Right? By a quarter day. Meaning, according to the small system, every year you just keep going back and back and back and back and back, and he's not correcting for it in the Shnas Chama. Secondly, we know he's a little bit off, right? We know that the Gregorian shift, right? We took care of that. It's not exactly. It's 11 minutes and 14 seconds off. So the question would be, fine, so he would be off. How off is he? How off is he? Meaning, we can calculate that easily because we know in 1582 how off they were. So if you do the math, how off is he today? Meaning if we were still following the Julian calendar and Pope, whoever he is now, decided to get up and say, you know this is all wrong, we need to get rid of a number of days, how many days would it be? So he would have to get rid of the 13 days. We're up to 13 by now. We're up to 13 days by now that he'd have to get rid of in order to make the calendar come into sync, which is why we say, well, according to Shmuel, what's the date? According to Shmuel, what's the date? Remember, they skip time. They took out the date. According to Shmuel, right, December 4th is really, what we call December 4th, is really November 21st. Right? We got rid of the date. The Pope Gregory said October 4th, October 15th. What happened October 7th? That's too many questions. It's gone. But Shmuel says, I don't really care what you did. That's irrelevant. You can call it whatever you want on your calendar. Whatever you do, you do. That's fine. Leave it alone. But according to Shmuel, what would have happened in that year? He wouldn't care. He would have said in that year it would have been December 1st, right? I mean, in that year it would have been December 1st. So it would be 10 days later. 21 plus, right? 30 days later. It would have been December 1st in the year 1582. It's October. So in 1582, in December, what would they have done? They changed Halomatar in 1582, and the people living in Italy, they came, presumably, I'm assuming in Italy, they cared about the Pope's calendar. So they would have started saying, they changed Halomatar on December 1st. They would have said on December 1st. They said, why is it November 21? He goes, a minute ago, it would have been November 21. I don't know what these guys did. They changed the calendar. They cut out 10 days. So they cut out 10 days. I didn't cut out 10 days. I'm still holding true to my old calendar. Leave me alone. We follow, for this purpose, we follow Shmuel, and therefore, we assume that it really, 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 December 4th is really November 21st, if you wouldn't have made the shift.
But all we really need to do is count 60 days from the...
Yeah, but from Shmuel's Kufa.
We know the Kufa is going to be the same.
Oh, so now you're asking for, scientifically, I mean, Shmuel would tell you when the Kufa... Shmuel would tell you the scoop is September 10th.
Okay, whatever the scoop is.
Oh, so we assume no. So meaning, the question is, does the scoop get readjusted based on reality?
Is
So that's what I would have thought. So no. For this purpose, no. For the purpose of Birkas Hashana, Birkas Hachama that we do every 28 years, we sort of ignore Shmuel. And then we follow Rav Adam Bar Ahava. We follow Rav Adam Bar Ahava, who has a much more precise calculation. Well, we follow him, which is much more in tune with what we do. It's also off, but I think it takes like 3,000 years to like lose a day or something. So it's not an issue. But for why do we follow Shmuel for Birkas Hashanim for this, and we follow Rav Adam Bar Ahava for the Birkas Hachama? So we just did a Birkas Hachama. So I got like 20 years to prepare that year. But I spoke about it very well, actually. He had a whole house.
My question is, but the Kufa is also time of 2012 by our
culture. Yeah. So that was his question. He says, I don't care. I don't care what you call the Kufa. Call it whatever you want. Go look outside. Tell me when the earth is straight. Have 60 days from that and leave me alone.
That's already passed
the
60 days.
So, and the Hanami, the reality isn't going to correspond. Okay. So, yeah. It's not going to work. Correct. Shmuel calculates his kufa at a time where it doesn't work for some.
By observation.
Yeah, by observation, it's not true.
Number 23 is not true?
No, by observation, this is true. It's scientifically shown. Now, it could change a little bit.
Yeah.
Meaning, that has, if I'm not mistaken, that has to do with the fact that it's an ellipse and not a circle.
We're supposed to say, Palamoto, 60 days after that the Kufa, that the Kufa happened on the 23.
Right, so that was his question. He said, but Messias, but Shmuel tells you it didn't, because Shmuel calculates the law.
Shmuel tells you that you're supposed to say the number 21?
No, he would tell you, Shmuel would tell you that, he would say, yes, you're really, 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 really supposed to say the Tehidalamot or November 21. It just happens to be that November 21 is what we call December 4.
Right.
Meaning, he's not taking, I mean, the reason that the Gregorian shift happened was not because they were in the mood. It's not like an Ashkagash. It was to move the calendar more in line with the astronomy. And Shmuel's like, no, we're not going to do that. So the whole point of moving it was to make the calendar more in line with astronomy. And if Shmuel is saying, if we're following Shmuel's calendar, then he's saying, no, we're not going to make it more in line with astronomy. Well,
December 4th.
It's not 60 days. Let's call it the equinox. It's not 60 days after the equinox. It's 73 days after the equinox.
So then why don't we start saying 60 days after?
Because Shmuel doesn't care what happened. I mean, Shmuel doesn't care about the equinox. He cares about his calculations of how to get the tshuva. I mean, he's holding like a Julian calendar, like they did before they shifted it. Before they shifted it, the whole island thought this was true. And then they said this is wrong, so they lost 10 days. They cut out 10 days to fix it. We said, we're not going to do it. We're not cutting out the 10 days. Yes. And the Chanami. I agree. Correct. 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 So that's what they're saying. The Gemara in Erevin tells you when the Tkufa is. Don't look out. Don't. I can figure out the Tkufa in the base measure. So I don't have to figure out the Tkufa looking at the stars. That has to be the answer. The question is better than the answer. I don't have a good answer. But that's... Correct. No, but since they did it, It's close enough. Meaning, it's still off, but I think it needs like now even more thousands of years to be off by a day.
So why
December 4th and 5th? Excellent question. Because the following problem. Because wait a minute. Every year is 365 and a quarter days, right? So let's say we agree that it's... So December 4th is December 4th at Maariv, right? It's Leil, if I were to tell you, I would have told you, because December the 4th starts at midnight and ends at midnight. It's December 4th at Maariv. Why? Because in that year, it's 60 days, the 60 days is December 5th. When we say December 5th at Maariv, it's really December 6th. So remember, every year that we cycle this, right, 60, the Tkufa itself, and 60 days after the Tkufa is going to be off by 6 hours. So if in year 1, let's assume it's 3 a.m., right? Year 2, it's going to be 9 a.m. And then year 3 will be 3 p.m. And year 4 will be 9 p.m. So this is all on, in year 1, it's 3 a.m. on December 5th. So on Maariv, the night before, right? Meaning, let's say it would be tonight. So today it's 3 a.m., so we'd already at Maariv say it. And if it's tomorrow at 9 a.m., we'd also say it tonight, because it's the Yom. The Gemara says the Yom is the Tkufa B'chlal. So if it's at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, we'd say it tonight also. And if it's at 3 p.m. tomorrow morning, we'd say it tonight also. But if it's at 9 p.m. tomorrow night, that's after Seif. So now we have a problem. So because in the year 4, it's 9 a.m. tomorrow night, I won't start saying it until tomorrow night. Now, they did us a favor, meaning, but this should continue. Meaning, and the year after, it should be 3 a.m. December 6th, no? Meaning it should be, the next year 5 should be 3 a.m. December, meaning this is already 9 p.m. December 5th. That should be 3 a.m. December 6th, right? But, correct, it'll keep moving along. However, the Gregorian calendar, every 4 years, adds a day. Adds a day. So we don't care. We continue doing us. We are ignoring their added day. But they added a day. So every fourth year, they add a day. So it throws us back one. So this year, it'll be December 6th at 9 p.m. Right? No. This year, 60 days after the Tkufa, will be December 6th. Correct. It should be December 6th. No. It should be December 5th at 9 p.m. Yeah. It should be December 5th at 9 p.m. So that's why it's December 5th at 9 p.m. Correct. Which is why we'll say it at December 5th at Maariv. And next year, it should have been December 6th at 3 a.m. But what they did was they added an extra day. So they threw us back. So instead, next year, instead of being December 6th at 3 a.m., it'll be December 5th at 3 a.m., which means we'll go back to say it December 4th at Maariv. So it works out that it has nothing to do, they said it's the year before their leap year. Why? It has nothing to do with their leap year. It's just convenient that it works out that way. The year before their leap year, it's going to move to the next, it's going to continue moving to the next day. But since they added in the extra day, it throws it back. Since it throws it back, so this year again, it'll be December, the 60 days after the Kufa should be December 5th at 9 p.m. So we'll do December 5th at Maariv. The year after, it should be December 6th at 3 a.m., at which case we'll also do December 5th at Maariv, but we'll start shifting to December 5th to December 6th. But because they add in the leap year, the leap day in February 29th next year, it throws it back. So next year will be December 5th at 3 a.m. and we'll start saying the Saint Talmatar December 4th at night. Now, what happened in the year 2000?
So we'll follow an exact pattern.
No, it's always an exact pattern. Yeah. It's always the year before the secular leap year. It's about to move to the next day. It's 9 p.m. It'll go to 3 a.m. But since they threw it back, it works out. And because 2000, meaning, again, Shmuel doesn't care about not Gregory, not anybody. So in 2000, it was a leap year, which made sense because in 1999, it would be the same as this year, right? In 1999, the 60 days after the Tkufa was December 5th at 9 p.m., right? And in 2000, it should have been December 6th at 3 a.m., but 2000 was a leap year. So it threw the whole thing back, and we continued our pattern. In the year 2100, they're going to have to reprint all the Siddurim. Because in the year 2100, there's no leap year. Right? The year 2100, there's no February 29th, because it's not divisible by 400. And so what's going to happen? In the year 2099, it's going to be December 5th at 9 p.m. And in the year 2100, it's going to be December 6th at 3 a.m. It's going to say December 5th. And then December 6th at 3 a.m., December 6th at 9 a.m., December 6th at 3 p.m. And in the year 2104, no, 2103. 2103, it's going to be December 6th at 9 p.m. Which we would say, okay. But the year after, so we would say December 6th at night. Not December 5th at night. Yeah, December 6th at night. Right? We were doing December 5th. The year 2100, 2101, 2102, we would be doing December 5th. And the year 2103, we'll move to December 6th. And it'll be switched instead of from the 4th to the 5th to the 5th to the 6th. Every 100 years it will be true. It just happens to be we were lucky that in the year 2000, they added a leap year. So it worked out that our Siddurim, finally we had printed Siddurim, they didn't have to reprint all the Siddurim to change 4th to 5th. Lamaisa, this year it's December 5th at night. That's Thursday at night. We're very grateful that they added a leap year so we don't have to throw out our Siddurim every 4 years. And that's the way it is. Okay.